Just a few days ago, and of course this season is sort of the model of several seasons altogether. Christmas is still around, the Epiphany is most definitely still around, and then next Sunday, in the Gregorian Rite, we will start Septuagesima. So we have joy and sorrow, and it's as it is in life. There is no rose without a thorn. And so even when there is joy, there is some sadness that pricks our fingers and makes us bleed, sometimes our hearts. And that is a little more difficult. And so we have, just a few days ago, we saw that St. Andrew was beholding what was taking place at the Jordan with St. John the Baptist and Jesus. And Jesus commanded him to baptize him. And he said, no. And he said, yes, you will. We have to fulfill that which is written. And then after this, St. Andrew rushes to his brother Peter, Simon Peter, and says, we have found the Messiah. Now here we have St. John Mark, who is also, along with James, one of the cousins of our Lord, most likely by St. Joseph. So there was not really a blood cousin, but everybody thought they were. And he sees it this way, and he reports it this way. And one thing that's very important as we study the scriptures officially, professionally, that there are differences there, not because there actually were, but because each person has a different way of seeing the same reality. Were I to ask you something, ten of you would have a whole different story to tell me. Not one of them would totally jive with the other. But it would still be the same truth, the same reality. So here, St. Mark, St. John Mark, cousin of our Lord, he also sees it in a different way. And so he doesn't know that St. Andrew has fetched his brother Peter, who has been told by Christ, you are the rock. And upon you, the rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so we have all these wonderful realities. And of course, this is what is said here by the fact that we must repent and believe in the gospel. The baptism of John was a baptism of repentance. It did not confer grace. The baptism which we receive, the baptism which was given to us not by St. John the Baptist, but by Christ himself. That baptism gives grace. And grace is the life of God in our souls. And the life of God in our souls is the presence of God in our souls. So all that is contained in the one little phrase. But from that phrase spring forth many, many other truths. And so here we see that Christ not only called Andrew and Simon Peter and James and John, who were his cousins also, and John Mark eventually, but all the other apostles. And to each, he gives a specific purpose, and all of them, as we do still to this day, to preach the gospel. The gospel, which is the good news of God, that he has sent his Son, that we must receive him, that we must believe in him if we wish to be saved. Those who do not believe in him will be condemned. Our Lord says it himself. And so we need to spread the gospel, to tell people about it, even if they turn against us. And believe you me, they will. That's just the way it is. Are all the saints. Today we have Pope St. Fabian, who was killed around 250 A.D., by Decius, the emperor, because he was preaching the word, because he was dividing Rome into districts, into deaneries and parishes. And then we have St. Sebastian, who was the highest official in the guard of the emperor Diocletian, one of the greatest enemies of the Holy Catholic faith. But yet he was there, the head of his palace guard. And no one knew that he was a Catholic. And he was helping Catholics right and left until somebody finally caught a drift of it and they reported him. And so the emperor was furious and he condemned him to be taken outside of Rome in the cold. And as we are suffering some days of a little bit of cold, this is nothing. You know, some of our seminarians are minus degrees and we are at 25 or 30. That's nothing. They were taken outside, he was taken outside, and stripped naked and pierced through with arrows, many arrows. But he did not die. Someone cut him down and healed him, helped him to heal and mended him. And then he went back for more. He would not agree to get away with it because he wanted to die a martyr. It is the greatest honor of our faith to die a martyr. So Saint Sebastian went back, and not only did he show himself to Diocletian, he also condemned Diocletian for his wickedness, for his evil, and for not accepting Christ. And so he was condemned once again, and this time he said, if he survives the arrows, then cut his head off. And so we have these two great martyrs. And so today, as we celebrate these sacred mysteries of our faith, let us be faithful to Christ. Let us be faithful to His one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, even if not everyone is. It doesn't matter to us what this one or that one believes or doesn't believe. We must believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, and in His Church, and in His truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.